We're here at the ASRW show in New Orleans, and I'm speaking with Ron Pyle, president of the Automotive Service Association, which has just announced the first full-time executive for the National Automotive Service Task Force. This gentleman is Skip Potter. And Ron, tell us the importance of this announcement.
Yes, absolutely. Be pleased to. The National Automotive Service Task Force Board of Directors reached a consensus about a year and a half ago that we needed to pursue an independent path. The Service Task Force is roughly 12 years old, and it's been managed by the Board of Directors, and we had, back in 2006, reached an agreement with ASE to provide administrative services. You know, to manage our bank account and, you know, just provide an administrator to be the face of the organization to the industry. And Tony Mola with ASE served in that position for the last couple of years. And prior to that, it was Mary Hutchison. And we felt that it was time for the organization to step up in its maturity and just become autonomous and independent. So hiring the executive director was obviously a major first step. And one of the things that we had to, you know, address was our revenue stream. The organization has to pay Skip, and we had to figure out, you know, whether or not we wanted to maintain our current structure of having dues paid by the supporting organizations, contributions, if you will, from the organizations like ASA and AASA and the Alliance of Automobile Manufacturers and others who pay the freight. So the idea was that we would take a look at our finances, determine what would the best funding scheme, and make the leap to become an independent organization and hire an executive director. So that's what we've done. This is Skip's first official meeting of the organization. This is the fall general meeting. And of course, we have two a year, and one is, from the inception, has always been in conjunction, co-located with the CARS and NACE events at ASRW. So that's the significance of this hire. We really believe that NASTF is now at a point in its history where it really needs that sort of independent autonomy to operate effectively.
Okay. And just explain, what is the purpose of the NASTF?
Well, the purpose is to be the interface to really make sure that there is a level playing field in terms of service information availability. The charter is that if service information is made available to the franchise car dealer, the same information should be available to the independent aftermarket repair community. So the charter of the organization is to identify any gaps in service information and then work to resolve them. And it's cooperative. It's unprecedented. The automakers and the independent organizations that represent the technician community are at the same table, and we have those discussions. And if there's something that is missing from the service information availability that is necessary to repair modern vehicles, we take care of that.
Okay. And what exactly is the benefit to either a shop owner or a service tech to actually being a member of NASTF?
Well, the good news is you don't have to be a member. You can just be a participant. Everyone in the repair community has equal access to the websites. Everyone has an opportunity to take a look at what we do on our website to provide the links and the information about how to acquire the service information. And then the automakers, of course, make their service information websites available. Some are free. Many are subscriber-based type of websites, and they run the gamut. Some are daily subscription rates, weekly, monthly, even annual. But the bottom line is, NASTF serves as a conduit between the two parties, and we make sure that if there's any issues with access, that we resolve those.
Okay, and how would you characterize the cooperation between the two parties at this point?
Well, it's been excellent. We've really not had any issues since the inception of the organization. There have been times when individual automakers, because of the way their service strategies are designed, have had difficulty meeting the requirements of providing the same sort of information and access to the franchise, that they provide to their franchise dealer, to the independent aftermarket. Notable among those are folks like Mercedes-Benz and BMW, whose service strategies are not the same as the typical domestic automobile manufacturer that we're accustomed to, obviously, in the 48 contiguous states, of course. But it's changed over time to where nearly every automobile manufacturer recognizes the importance of the independent aftermarket having the opportunity to repair their vehicles, obviously for customer satisfaction purposes.
Okay. All right, Ryan. Thank you very much.
You're welcome so much. Thank you for allowing me to spend some time with you.